previously on Grey's Anatomy.
I didn't get the heart.
You didn't get the heart. I cannot fall for Misha.
What's going on between Stevens and Denny? Is it a crush? Is it an innocent flirtation? Or is Stevens actually crossing the line?
I'm considering the possibility of maybe having a date with a vet.
Is he sick again?
Yeah. Tell me he was listless and hadn't eaten all day.
Those girls were staring at me like I was a rodent or something. I'm a surgeon first, just like you.
No, not just like me. I am a person first.
If Burke can forgive me for falling asleep during sex, Burke hasn't forgiven you.
You left me. You don't get to call me a whore.
This thing with us is finished. It's over.
In life, we are taught that there are 7 deadly sins.
Let's see what you got here.
We all know the big ones. Gluttony, pride, lust.
He's picturing my face. He's totally picturing that dart puncturing my skull.
But the thing you don't hear much about is anger.
Oh, look at that.
Maybe it's because we think anger's not that dangerous.
Derek is picturing you.
That we can control it.
He called me a whore. He lost the right to picture me. Mm.
Yeah, so I fall asleep during sex. So what? Ass.
Ass.
No! Ass! Hey!
Oh. Isabel Stevens has finally left the hospital. Does this mean heart patient dude finally kicked it?
I'm sorry. This section of the bar is for surgeons. We don't socialize with gynecologists. George!
My point is, maybe we don't give anger enough credit.
Hey.
Hi, Callie.
Hi, Doctor.
Maybe it can be a lot more dangerous than we think. After all, when it comes to destructive behavior... It did make the top 7.
That's it. That's your diagnosis.
Yes, he said bone cancer, so that would be his diagnosis.
I heard him. I was double-checking.
I still need to do a bone scan to see how far it's spread. Osteosarcomas are aggressive, but we can try and treat it with chemo or remove the tumor entirely. If it's spread too far, we may have to amputate the limb.
At that point, should we even bother?
Oh, right. Let's just let him die.
I don't want him to suffer, Marilyn.
Right.
So, what's... I mean, is there something going on?
No.
Did you guys have a fight or something?
No.
So, we're all still friends?
Yes.
I heard you might be getting a heart for a transplant.
Mercy West has a heart and I'm going to get it, yes.
Can I go? Because I've done it before with Dr. Bailey when she went to get a heart. You can ask her. I was very helpful.
No, I'm sure you are. But I'm not going to need your help on this one.
Why
are they all in the hallway?
No, overflow from the ER. A paramedic told us an employee went postal, shut up a restaurant.
I heard he got away.
Really?
Neil Hannigan and Deborah Fleiss, they were paying at the register when the gunman came in.
She's got a thrown through to the right upper arm, good distal pulses. He sustained a possible graze wound to the right back.
Let's irrigate the wound, get them the x-ray, and order a tit-tox for both.
Don't worry about me. Take care of my Deborah first.
Oh, now you're concerned.
I said I was sorry.
Sorry? The shooting starts and you duck behind me and you're sorry?
You duck behind her?
It was instinct. I couldn't help it. Deb, honey, you know I love you.
Love means never having to use your girlfriend as a human shield.
We shared a bullet, Deborah. It went through you and into me. That's a sign we should be together forever. A sign.
No, Neil. This is a sign. She's squirting water through my arm. Look, I can see you through my arm. That's another sign.
Good luck.
Lower left leg deformity from GSW. Pedal pulse is strong and intact. Paramedic said he got 5 of morphine in the field.
Oh, trust me, it was not enough.
Probably got the tibia. Rule out other injuries and then get him up to radiology.
Let's get her up to CT. Get a hold of her parents. Get her down here as soon as possible.
What's her name, by the way?
Kendra. Kendra Thomas.
Kendra.
Almost got it.
Oh. Do you know what you're doing? Because that really hurts, you know.
You know what really hurts? Gunshot wounds. You're lucky.
Lucky? There's no luck. Quit thinking, doll.
Excuse me?
I'm a quick thinker, smart, always right on it. As soon as I saw him, Petey, he's the shooter. I knew when I fired him, he was no good. As soon as I saw him, I thought, oh, here we go. I just knew it was coming. Hey, Chaz, Larry, no offense, but you guys got to think quicker on your feet.
They have gunshot wounds. Very serious gunshot wounds. Life-threatening gunshot wounds.
Really helps that I'm an athlete, because the second I saw Petey with that gun, I was like, cat quick. Just dove right through the window. Those guys, not so smart.
I'm going to take a wild guess and say that Petey was looking for you.
Seen any enema kits?
We have 13 USWs. You're looking for enema kits?
Trapped upstairs with a gyno beast on the uterus parade.
Madison can't do this to you forever, Alex.
You want to bet? I swear to God she's rooting in vaginas for me.
2 dead, 14 injured. The policemen say the gunman got away so there could be more incoming. I could stay.
We could send Bailey.
No. You're our only cardiothoracic transplant specialist. You go get that heart.
Oh, forget it, Karev. I already asked.
It's not gonna happen.
Dr. Burke! Dr. Burke! Heard you were getting a heart. Can I go with you?
I asked first.
You think it'll sign any gunshot cases?
Well, yeah, but if you had put me on this when I asked, I would have been free.
I didn't. I'm not doing anything.
No, he's on the gynae squad.
Not if you put me on this transplant. Please. Let's go, correct.
You can't be serious.
Woo! See you later, Yang! So who's the lucky patient? Didier Duquette.
The answer is no, Stephen.
You don't even know what I'm going to ask.
You want to help prep Denny Duquette for transplant.
So it's true? He's getting a heart then?
See, your face right now? That's the problem. You're overly attached to your patient. So the answer is no. You cannot prep him. Go back to sutures.
I know Denny's cardiac parameters. I know how his LVAD works better than any other intern. I also know his meds better. I know the frequency, the dosage, the quantity, and his physical limitations. I promise I will be 100% professional.
Oh, no flirting, no knitting him sweaters, no marathon games of Scrabble.
I will treat him with the same protocol I would any other patient.
All right, fine. You can inform him the heart's coming.
Thank you,
Stephen,
Dr. Bailey. Thank you.
You so much as sit on that bed.
Got it.
Can you imagine? You're at work, you're doing your job, and somebody comes in and shoots you, just puts a bullet in your head. 19 years old.
Call her parents are on their way.
Also, we need to get her into the OR immediately. I mean, the bullet's gone right through the midline.
Also,
look at the size of the hematoma. Also?
What?
You said also twice.
Yeah, also she's pregnant.
Yeah, I'm management, so I'm 100% covered. So I could spend a year in this hospital, wouldn't cost me a cent. That's why when I told you about management, Chaz, you should have listened to me. Because now, you're screwed. And even if you just spend one day in this ER, that's 3 months' rent.
You want to be a 60?
Is there any chance you can please up my morphine?
He keeps talking. Pretty soon I'm going to need some.
Can you find out about Kendra for me?
Are you two friends?
Not friends exactly, but everybody likes her. You know, she's nice. She'll cover your shift when you need it. She's good with the customers. She's real generous when it comes to tipping busboys.
Let me guess, you're a busboy.
I am. Plus, she's the only one who calls Brad on his crap.
Well, why don't you say something?
Yeah, I wish. Saving up to go back to school. I need the job.
What are you, socializing? I've got 5 more patients for you to see, and Will here needs to get to surgery. Move your ass.
I need the job.
I have some news for you.
Am I getting a better television? Because this one is ridiculously small and it doesn't get the porny channels.
You're getting a heart, Denny.
I don't mean to be dramatic and all, but I'm going to need you to repeat that. And you say it slow, because this is one of those moments in life that I'm going to want to remember in detail.
You are getting a heart from Mercy West. Dr. Burke already left to get it.
I guess this means I'm going to have to start taking you on some real dates.
Guess so.
Here we are, Mr. Duquette.
What are these?
DNR papers.
What, do not resuscitate?
I'll leave these here and come back.
Why are you signing these? You're getting the heart.
This heart doesn't come through for some reason.
It will.
The last one didn't.
You are on an LVAD. Okay, that could give you another 2 years right there.
You see, if I don't get this heart, I'm done. I'm tired.
No. I'm not going to let you make this decision, not now.
Well, that's funny, because I thought DNR was a patient's choice. Listen to me. I believe in heaven, Izzy. And if I had to choose between this life here and one in heaven, I choose heaven. Okay?
Okay. The X-rays will tell us the location of the bullets.
Mine was a through and through, right? So there's no bullet.
Yeah, well, we want to make sure I didn't hit bone.
However this turns out, I want you to operate on my fiancé first. I don't care if I'm dying.
You're not dying.
I'm also not your fiancé anymore.
We already sent out the invitations. We're getting married 6 weeks from now. Deborah, please. I love you.
Oh, don't fall for it.
Excuse me, but...
That's how they do it, huh? With the I love yous, and the move in with me's, and they suck you in, and they melt your resolve, and the minute you actually need something, something you totally deserve. Oh, forget it. You know, it's not going to happen, because they're going to pass you over for surgery, or they're going to duck behind you when someone's shooting.
You're very, very bitter.
That's exactly what I was thinking. See? We're meant to be together.
Shut up, Neil.
Mm-hmm. There are two donors?
Two brothers tried to pass a semi on a double yellow and came out on the losing end of a head-on. Both are a match for your guy.
So we get our pick.
It doesn't work like that. UNOS has already assigned who gets which donor.
So who's retrieving the other heart?
Took you long enough, Preston.
Why is Junior here? Your ego get too big for one man to carry?
Dr. Hahn here graduated second in our class at Johns Hopkins, Dr. Karev. Ask her who graduated first.
God.
Kendra's fetus is 12 weeks along. It seems healthy. Did you hear me, Derek?
I heard you.
So you're not good at telling what's going on between you and Meredith?
I told you there's nothing to tell. Kendra's parents are here.
Let them know the situation, have them sign the consent forms, and then scrub it.
Yes, Dr. Chapman.
Thank you.
What the hell happened to my donor?
He went into VFib.
I can see that. Give me the pallets. Grab, take over compressions. You gave Epi?
Three rounds, and we shocked him twice.
I'm going to hit him again at 360. Clear. He's asystolic.
I don't get it. The guy's already dead.
And not as hard as joining the rest of them.
So we can't use it?
No, Karev, we cannot use it. The muscle is dead. The heart is useless.
Dr. Burke!
Move. Stop right now. Don't move that scalpel. Not even a single slice.
Just because your donor's heart died doesn't mean I have to give you mine.
Is your patient higher on the transplant list? Is he higher on the transplant list?
I have no idea.
Well, neither do I. Corinne, get Eunice on the phone now.
Oh, give me a break.
Hey.
What, are you going to beat him up?
If I have to.
Okay, just hold on. It's pathetic, Preston. Really pathetic.
I finished all 5 of your patients.
Do you mind if I scrub in? I've never seen an ORIF before.
Can't. The board's all backed up like crazy. Will's going to have to wait a few hours, because every other specialty thinks their surgeries are more important than ortho. Freaking superior macho jerks.
Can I ask you a question about bone cancer?
Yeah.
In a dog.
Dog?
My dog. Well, Derek's dog. Do you know Dr. Shepherd? It's our dog. We share the dog, which is, well, never mind. I just wanted to ask you if you knew the success rate of curing osteosarcoma in a canine leg.
We have an actual human patient with a bullet lodged in his tibia who might walk with a limp for the rest of his life, who might even conceivably lose his leg, and you're asking me about your precious dog that you share with your precious McDreamy? Yeah, I know about him. And you think I care? Unbelievable.
Your guy's on an LVAD. He's probably up and walking around. My guy still needs his dobutamine drip.
That's the best you can do? He can climb Mount Shasta on a dobutamine drip.
As of this morning, Dr. Hahn's patient was 0.022 of a point ahead.
Well, that's basically a tie.
Except that Dr. Hahn's patient was admitted into the transplant program before Mr. Duquette.
How long before?
17 seconds.
17 seconds.
Might as well be 17 weeks. It doesn't matter.
Hello?
Alex? Where's Dr. Burke?
What do you want?
I want to know how the heart recovery is going.
He's working on it.
He's working on it, so he's operating that?
And there were 2 donors, Izzy. Our guy's heart flatlined, and now he's trying to get the other guy's.
But there's a list.
Yes, then the higher guy gets the heart.
Denny's getting sicker.
What?
Denny's getting worse by the second. His sats are in the 80s.
Is he?
It's 70s. His sats are now in the 70s and dropping.
Is he? I'm not gonna lie for you.
Then put Burke on the phone.
Hey. Have you seen Dr. Krev? Hours ago. Sorry, I'm not sorry. I'm having a little trouble because I need to ask you something. And I don't usually have trouble, but what I need to ask, I'm not even sure I want the answer to, but I have to ask, so I'm just going to ask you, and then you answer, and then I'll go from there, okay? Okay. Are you sleeping with my husband? Not since before I knew he was married. Okay. Except, you know, it felt like in the vet's office this morning and then again in the elevator. It felt a little like you two were having a lover's quarrel. No, we're not. I've moved on. I'm dating Finn. You're dating the vet. Okay. Addison. No, thanks. I'm good. Thanks, I'm great.
Flash pulmonary edema. Is it the LVAD? Is the LVAD working?
Absolutely.
Well, did you put him on a nitro drip?
Yes. Yes, of course.
Preston, she could be putting paddles directly on his heart. He's still not getting this thing.
How's his blood pressure?
It's still dropping, 82 over 40.
Then take him off the drip and put him on dopamine now. Don't hang up. According to my intern, Denny Duquette now qualifies as a 1A candidate for that heart. That puts him ahead of Dr. Hahn's patient.
I'm out of here. This is just crap.
Dr. Hahn.
What?
If Dr. Burke wants to run labs, do an echo and a BNP to fully ascertain the status of his patient, we'll allow it.
That'll take an hour.
Is the donor stable? Dr. Hahn, is the donor stable?
Yes, the donor is currently stable.
In that case, Dr. Burke, you've got an hour to get those tests.
Dr. Stevens?
I heard.
Good.
Get going, Ben.
VP's 220 over 130.
The brain is fungating into the wound.
What's fungating?
Herniating.
She's Brady Carter.
Need 50 mannitol and 20 furosemide. What's her pulse?
Down to 32.
Come on, Kendra. Come on. CO2?
40.
Oh, God. The clot's already evacuated. All right, everybody.
But
she's brain dead. There's nothing we can do now. There is no spontaneous brain activity. And she isn't going to wake up.
What
about the baby? Is the baby okay?
As far as we can tell, the baby's fine, but that's not the point. Essentially, your daughter is dead. We need your consent to remove her from life support.
What if we kept Kendra alive? Could the baby live?
With all due respect, sir, you don't want to do that.
Are you part of this family? Do you have a daughter? If you don't, you really ought to just shut up.
Our daughter could have this baby?
You know, even with all these cuts, I don't feel any pain. I swear, I have the highest pain threshold of anybody I know.
Oh, my God. If I could say something to that guy and not get fired.
He can't fire me.
Mr. Eccles, Brad, I'm happy for you that you're not feeling much pain from your very minor injuries, but there are a great many people in this hospital who are in a great amount of pain. See, they have bullets in their bones, in their chests, and in their brains, bullets from a gun that was aiming for you. And although they can't say it because you're the boss of them, most of these people at this moment are praying, not that they'll live, not that the pain will subside. They're praying to God for you at this moment to shut the heck up.
No problem. Karev. He stood there and chose that moron over me.
I mean, I'm trying to help the dog, and he's standing there talking about putting the dog down. Like, Doc means nothing.
He's not rewarding Karev. He's punishing me.
And he hates Finn, who, by the way, is great with dogs.
And he withholds surgery when I'm a bad girlfriend. It's his M.O. I mean, how controlling and macho and petulant is that?
At least he's not shooting people or putting down dogs.
I'm dumping him. This relationship is so over. I told a lie to Dr. Burke.
Good for you. Fight the power.
No. I need... God, I can't think. I don't know what to do. What do? There's this guy at a Denny on the transplant list.
He'll get the next heart. Yes.
No! He needs to get this heart!
He'll probably get a heart at some point, but as long as Danny's doing well on the LVAD and there's someone ahead of him on the transplant list, he's not going to get this heart, okay?
Yes. You're right. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, if I was going to pick someone who was going to recycle and shoot up the place, it's Izzy.
Totally.
What's all that?
Heart stuff.
Is he going to put this heart in me in my room? I didn't know transplants were so informal.
There may not be a heart, Danny. Somebody at Mercy West might get it instead.
So this isn't going to happen again?
Not necessarily. I have been over this and over this, and it can't be a lie, and it can't be fake. We need charts. We need test results. We need UNOS to believe us, so it has to be real.
What are you talking about, Izzy?
In order for you to get the heart, you would have to get worse, much worse, and you would have to do it very quickly.
Well, I don't see that happening. You see that happening?
I am going to make it happen.
Hey,
already. Steve is answering on page.
She's probably busy getting the test results.
Can we call Bailey?
Well, she's not answering either.
You can check the chart all you want. You're not getting this heart.
Well, you may not want it. His angiogram shows 30% LAD.
Still not enough to give it to you.
Izzy. Izzy, stop and listen to me. We're not doing this.
Don't worry. You're not going to die. I will be here the whole time to make sure of that, and that's what this stuff is for.
This isn't about me dying. All right, this is wrong.
You've waited a year and a half to get this thing. Who knows when the next one is going to come along?
I'll take my chances.
No, it may be too late by then.
Then it's too late. All right, get this stuff out of here.
Denny, please. You have to do this.
No, Izzy. I'm not about to steal a heart from another man's chest. Not to mention, this will be the end of your medical career.
I don't care about my medical career.
All right, you know what? This has gone on long enough. I'm going to call a nurse.
Everyone who has entered into the transplant program is clocked into the second. To the second, Denny. You were clocked into the second, and so was the other guy I checked with Yunos. The difference between when you entered the program and when he entered the program is 17 seconds. That's it, Denny. 17 seconds. I mean, it's not even the length of a decent kiss. So this other guy, I'm not saying that he doesn't deserve this heart. I'm sure he does, but so do you. So do you. And if you tell me any more crap about heading towards the light or looking down on me from heaven, I swear I will kill you myself right now.
Izzy. I'm gonna be all right. All right, you don't have to worry.
What about me? What about me when you go to the light?
Izzy.
No, I get it, okay? I get it. You'll be okay. You'll be fine. But what about me? So don't do it for yourself. Do it for me, please. Please, Denny, please do this for me. Because if you die, oh God, you have to do this. You have to do this for me, or I'll never be able to forgive you.
For dying?
No, for making me love you. Please. Please do this for me, okay? Please? Okay, I can't do this if you don't. Please do this for me. If you don't do this, please.
Okay. Okay, I'll do it.
I'm in the middle of analyzing an x-ray and your friend Meredith starts asking me about her dog. Her dog. George, she wants a medical opinion about her dog.
She likes her dog.
Why are you defending Meredith?
What?
I get Izzy. I mean, I don't, but if you want to defend Izzy, that's fine. I don't get how you can defend Meredith.
Hey, we're interns. We all start out together. Meredith, Izzy, Christine, and me, we start out together.
George, that woman hurt you as badly as anyone can be hurt. You were devastated when I met you.
Yeah. They're family. Izzy and Meredith and Christina, they're my family. I can hate Meredith, and I can be angry at her, and I'm always going to defend her.
So you don't have to forgive Meredith, but I do.
If you want a chance to be part of the family, yeah.
Dr. Burke, hello.
Stevens, where the hell have you been? Have you got the lab results?
I'm working on that.
Stevens, I need answers. Stevens?
You should get back here with the heart as soon as you can.
What the hell are you... What are you talking about?
Preston.
Izzy, what did you do?
As soon as I get confirmatory tests and labs, to raise Denny's UNO status, I will fax them over to you. And then you should waste no time in getting back here. Because I don't know enough to know how long Denny will have once I start.
Start. What did you do, Izzy? What did you do?
I'm going to hang up now. Just hurry.
According to my intern, Denny Duquette is in pulmonary edema. He has been intubated and placed on multiple IV drips.
So Preston gets the heart. Great, let's open this guy.
However, given this unusual situation and out of respect to Dr. Hahn, I'd like to confirm those results.
You just did.
In person. I want to confirm them in person.
Are you kidding? By the time you get there, it'll be another hour. What are you up to, Burke? Why don't you just talk to your chief, confirm the results with him?
Well, because of the shootings today at the restaurant, all our attendings are still in surgery.
Exactly. Now, if you prefer, I can just call Yunus and have them give me the heart, or I can go and make sure that it really belongs to me.
Go.
Thank you. I'm going back to Seattle, Grace. You stay here and protect my heart. If that woman so much as looks at a scalpel, tackle her, do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Hey, you got a minute?
You ready to talk?
My patient, Kendra Thomas. She's brain dead. Her parents want to keep her alive to have the baby.
So you want me to talk to the parents?
Well, I tried already, but I figured, you know, you're neonatal. You might have a better shot at it than I do. It's just that you could give them a much more detailed picture.
I said I'd do it.
Mr. and Mrs. Thomas, Dr. Shepard asked me to talk to you about your daughter and her pregnancy.
We made up our mind. She's having the baby.
I know Kendra meant the world to you, and I know the terrible grief you must be going through right now, but from a medical standpoint, this is a very bad idea.
Well, if we'd wanted your opinion, miss, we'd ask for it.
It's just, we love our daughter. Please try to understand.
I do understand. I do. Do you think if you love her enough or love her baby enough that it'll keep her close to you? But she's already gone, and if you move forward with this, you're risking, well, I mean, if Kendra were to contract an infection, she could pass it on to the fetus. It could cause brain damage.
We're taking our chances.
Now, they keep organ donors alive after they're gone. Why not Kendra?
Organ donors aren't kept alive for 6 months. Your daughter is brain dead. She can't regulate body temperature, hormone output. These things are very important for a fetus.
You guys can regulate that stuff, right?
We could try.
Well, then try, damn it! The hell's the problem here?
The problem here, as I see it, is you want to use your daughter's corpse as an incubator. That's
okay,
the problem.
I'm sorry. Would you excuse us, please?
What are you doing?
People just lost their daughter.
I know. That was my point, Derek. They need to face that. She's not coming back.
A little sensitivity. Be nice here, okay? They love their daughter. They don't want to let go.
What
all right?
You're doing is not about love, Derek. It's well, it's like you.
Excuse me.
Like how you pretend to love me, but really you're just using me to fill some need you have to be a good guy.
Now's not the time to talk about this. We'll talk about this
away.
Later.
Walk away? That's all I get?
Calm down, please.
What? You're not going to yell at me, call me names, or I don't know, ignore me in an elevator?
What do you want from me, Aston?
I want you to care. I sleep with your best friend and you walk away. He comes out here from New York and rubs it in your face, and still you get a good night's sleep. What do I have to do? Oh, I know. Maybe what I should do is go out on a date with the vet, because that seems to be something that sends you into a blind rage. Oh, but wait, that won't work either, because I'm not Meredith Gray.
I know this is a bad time, but have you decided if you still want to go ahead with the baby?
We haven't decided on anything.
Sir, you asked me before if I had a daughter. I don't, but I have a family. I have a couple families. The thing about families, you don't necessarily like what they do. Their choices and their decisions, but you stick by them. Right now, one of my friends, her boyfriend, is dying. Heart failure. He's 36. I checked Kendra's driver's license. She's a donor. She's not a match for him, but she could save a dozen other lives. And from what I know about Kendra, what I've heard, I gotta believe that if she had the choice between where she is right now and saving a dozen other people, she'd save those people. That would be her decision. So the question is, whether you stick by her one last time. Excuse me.
You pinched?
Yeah. These are x-rays of a human with an osteosarcoma on his tibia. It's the closest I could get to marrying what's actually happening to your dog.
In this patient, the cancer was aggressive, and it spread quickly, and he died when it finally metastasized on his lungs.
The human died?
Yes, the human died.
Thank you, Callie.
You're welcome, Meredith.
You made up with him.
I told him I'd give him one more chance.
And I told her she won't have to. What I went through today, what we went through today, it's changed me. This bullet will always remind me to do the right thing by my Deborah.
There you go.
And whatever's going on with you and your boyfriend, maybe you should just try and forgive him.
It really feels so much better than all that anger.
Thanks.
We haven't forgotten you, Will. We'll get you to the OR as soon as possible.
My friend Kendra, Dr. Gray said that if anybody had any information to give me, that they would let me know as soon as possible.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to get you some time off, man. I'm going to talk to the owner, make sure they keep your job for you. It's not your fault you got shot. Not my fault either. I didn't pull the trigger. Petey had the gun. I'm just saying, people blame management, but we do the best we can. I do the best I can.
I know what you're going to say, Richard, but if you knew the day that I had...
Everybody in this hospital has those days, Addison, and no one makes a scene in front of their peers. Get it together. Addison.
I can't compete. He's not having an affair. He's not trying to hurt me. He's just... Oh, the only people who don't know Derek loves Meredith, or Derek and Meredith. How do I compete with that?
So what makes anger different from the six other deadly sins?
I've got this feeling that there's something that I miss.
I could do more standing.
Don't you breathe. Don't you breathe.
I could do more standing.
Something happened that I never understood.
I could do more standing.
You can't leave.
It's pretty simple, really. You give in to a sin like envy or pride, and you only hurt yourself.
I love you.
I'm sorry. I have verbal diarrhea, and I'm a moron. What are you thinking? Are you freaking out? Or...
George, I need your help. I wouldn't ask if it weren't important.
Okay. I'll call you later.
Sure.
Were we supposed to have dinner tonight?
Tell me the truth about Doc.
What about him?
You've been downplaying how sick he is, haven't you?
Best case scenario, I would say Doc has maybe a year left.
Okay.
And Doc is not the best case scenario.
Okay.
Meredith?
Damn.
Fuck. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I know how much you love him.
I do. I love him so much.
You need my help for an EKG?
No. Come.
Okay, after I do this, I might have to shock you a few times.
Do what?
You feeling good?
I think so. Explain this to me again.
The LVAD has been inserted into your abdomen and is connected to your heart. This cord leads to the power source. This one is connected to the pump that pumps your heart for you. I have the crash cart, the defibrillator, the ambu bag, saline.
Do what, Izzy?
I feel like we should say stuff. If any of you want to say stuff.
Kiss me. Right here.
I am slow motion. The blast is beautiful.
See, the kiss is worth 1,000 words.
Picture. The picture is worth 1,000 words.
You're going to correct me at a time like this.
I don't mean to be intrusive.
Just give me a second, George. Okay. Are you ready?
Wait, what are you doing?
Try lust or coveting, and you'll only hurt yourself and probably one or two others. But anger is the worst.
Okay, we're done.
What was that?
Were those gunshots?
The mother of all sins.
Petey?
Denny, if there really is some kind of big glowy light...
I'm going to try to stay out of it.
Exactly.
I don't like the sound of this.
Just make sure nobody comes through that door.
What are you doing?
I'm stopping his heart, George.
Not only can anger drive you over the edge, when it does... you can take an awful lot of other people with you.
Izzy.
Oh. I need some help!
It's okay. Brooke will be here anyway.